This is Bronson Hermuth coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee. Today I have the honor of interviewing Emily Otteson, singer, songwriter, artist, all-around good gal. Thank you for doing this, Emily.
You're welcome.
So, how old were you when you first started playing music?
I was, probably I've been singing since I was born, basically. And when I was about 12 years old, the music director at our church, she had a dream that I was all grown up and singing on stage. So she came up to me and she said, "Emily, I don't know where you're going in life, but I think I want to help you get there." So she just kind of took me under her wing and started
So basically singing. You started singing in church?
Yeah. Yeah. So, and it was the kind of environment where she would just go, "Hey, next week you're going to sing and play piano. So you better get practicing, and if you need help, I'm here."
So piano was your first instrument?
Yes, yeah.
So yeah. Was anybody in your family musical? Did you?
My mom did, choir in college, and my dad played the violin a little bit growing up. So they both, music was around in our household.
Well, so you're a multi-instrumentalist.
Yes.
So you started with?
Started with piano. That was just basic, church, call it worship chords, learning to read chord charts and things. And then that was when I was 12. And then when I was about 13, went to a Nickel Creek concert and fell in love with the mandolin. So saved up, bought a mandolin when I was 13. And then that kind of took over my life for a while and blossomed from there.
But you also play guitar.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Picked that up really when I was 20. So played piano, mandolin mostly. And then, when I got to be about 19 or 20, just was like, I guess I should learn how to play guitar.
So did you tour with the church?
There was a band, a little folk group that was formed within the church that I grew up in called Strangers and Pilgrims. We'd go on little mini church tours just around Oregon and Washington.
So you're from Portland?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You were born in Portland?
Born in Seattle, raised in Portland.
When did you actually start writing songs?
I started writing when I was 13, after I went to Nickel Creek concert. And just, it's that concert, I had grown up in the Christian world, going to these arena Michael W. Smith concerts. And for the first time when I was 13, went to this bluegrass concert that was this intimate setting where the acoustic instruments were just creating this sonic sound that I'd never heard before. I cried because it was so beautiful. I just couldn't believe my ears. So from there, bought myself a mandolin, saved up, and got a little journal and started writing songs.
So did you take lessons or did you just teach yourself?
Mandolin? Mandolin started just teaching myself. That was before, I think, YouTube even. So I couldn't look it up. I really wasn't on the internet either. But, just taught myself. And then about 2 years into that, started taking lessons from a guy named Brian just to make sure that my technique was correct. And so I'd take a lesson from him maybe every 2 months.
Then, after all that, you decided to move to Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
Why Nashville? Yep. Why not New York, LA, Chicago, New Orleans?
That's a loaded question. Nutshell is grew up singing in church when I was about 19, 20 in Portland. I just kind of had this realization of hey, I love the church. I love that context. But what about all the people that would never step foot in a church? Who's going to go party with them? So started playing out and about in Portland when I was 19, 20, picked up the guitar. Started doing my own shows, and then randomly came to visit Nashville last June. My mom was hired to do some business consulting, so I came as her assistant, and I never thought I would move here. I thought it would be fun to visit sometime. I've had friends that have come out to Nashville before and been here for a few months and left crying because they weren't discovered. And so, I just never thought Nashville, but got here last June during Country Music Fest, and I thought I would get here and be just overwhelmed with the level of artistry and musicality. And I thought I would feel like I was like the lowest rung, and got here, and just through a series of like crazy events, I ended up opening for a girl named Morgan Miles that week. It was Country Music Fest, and played some songs, and some folks came up to me afterwards that were just like, hey, like, you should maybe move here.
So if you were going to, if you had your ideal group together, like you were going to go on stage and you had your ideal group with you, what would be your instrumentation? What would we be looking at on stage?
Let's see. Definitely my voice. That would be the first instrument. My voice, guitar, some percussionist, probably upright bass, fiddle, and maybe like a synth.
Every artist in the world hates this.
Yeah.
But what would you say that if someone was going to describe Emily Otteson, in the genre of music that she performs?
Yes.
What would be that genre?
I would say tongue-in-cheek, yet heartfelt, groovy folk.
Groovy folk.
Yes.
So if you could, with that group that you just described, and I'm surprised you didn't say mandolin. So you just
be I just assumed that that was
so. So you basically, it's either you're either on mandolin or you're on guitar. One of those two is what you're going
to
be playing.
Yeah, and I'm assuming the fiddle player can go to mandolin as well.
Right. Most of us can.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of they kind of go together.
Yeah.
So, if that group, Emily's group, could go out right now and share the stage with any act that you would want to, who would that group be? Who would that other person on stage be?
Punch Brothers, for sure. What I appreciate about them is just the lines that they cross, the musical lines that they cross in their live shows. And Chris Thiele of Nickel Creek, like he would probably be my biggest influence in just being an entertainer. So going to Nickel Creek shows and like watching him talk between songs, kind of like the banter monologue. It's not just someone talking up there. It's entertaining and wrangling a crowd and all that. So Chris Thiele's had a huge impact on my life. I'd love to be on stage with him.
So when are we going to record?
That is a great question. Currently, I'm figuring that out. I know there's a lot of people here I could throw some money at, and they could get a recording out, but right now I'm just figuring out, searching for some producers that I really blend well with. So there's one person I'm talking to, some other options.
Are you anticipating your recording being a full-length album?
I have the content for it. It would just be a matter of whether I want to or not. So
I know you're very active on social media, and you have your own blog.
I do, yes.
And I was reading your blog, and you were talking about that you recently auditioned for The Voice.
Yes,
well, talk about that. I really loved your perspective of it.
Yeah, thank you.
Talk about that a little bit. That had been exciting.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Well, what I loved about that was, well, for some context, being a musician in Nashville so far, and even back in Portland, like, people are very supportive of one another, and it's this, like, a rising tide raises all ships. Like, you're doing your music thing, I'm doing mine. Yay, we're all in this together. But preparing to audition for The Voice, it was kind of this, like, there's higher stakes, you know? And either I walk in and they like me or they don't like me, and so it's got to make sure I'm on top of my game, more so than I would be. So it was fun to prepare, and got there, and it was just such a different atmosphere that I'm used to. It was very robotic, almost, in my interactions. Like, I arrived, was checked in, and, like, every interaction I had with one of the staff members was just like, okay, number 24, you know, like, number 24, you're up, you're not a person, you're a number. But met a lot of really cool people. It was fun to get dressed up and walk into their beautiful studios and sing on an awesome sound system. into a camera, you know.
Was that the first time you've ever competed?
In high school, the denomination of church I was a part of is called Assemblies of God. And through that denomination, there's this, like, national competition called Fine Arts Festival. And you can compete at state level. And then if you go beyond that, there's a national competition. And it's all kinds of art. So singing, guitar, you know, instruments, you can paint, compete in photography. But I competed in vocal solos in high school. And 2 years in a row won the state level for vocal solo. And then...
So you think you would do it again? You think you'd audition again for The Voice?
This is what's interesting to me about that. I would, definitely, because why not? Even if I made it onto one episode, like, that's publicity.
Right.
I have a friend who made it to top 3 in American Idol. And then another friend who was in, I think, top 10 of The Voice. And just being in Nashville, there's a lot of people you meet that are like, I was on The Voice, and, you know. But one of my friends who was in American Idol top 3, we've talked a lot about, was it worth it, you know, this. And she said to me that just based on me hustling my behind, like, I'm farther along than she is just because she doesn't know the first thing about business and music and how that relates. So, I mean, it's a great opportunity, but, I mean, often you find people that have been on the show and then they get off the show and they don't know how to use that momentum, so they just kind of stay in the same place that they were.
Have you ever thought about being in a band? About, like you were talking about, mm-hmm. there's so many of us here.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought about throwing in with other people, or are you just pretty locked
yeah,
in to doing your own thing?
I've thought about that a lot, and I think for me to be in a band, it would have to be, I trust my instincts on stage so much. I feel like I know how to read a crowd fairly well, and can adjust myself accordingly. To me, the most important thing in playing with people is that they can track with me. And I think, you know, I've played with musicians before that we make great music, but, like, the audience wasn't engaged.
Yeah.
You know? So I've thought about it, but I really haven't met anyone yet that I would want to...
Band up with.
You know, so far it's like Emily Otteson and the Tally Ho Troupe or whatever, and usually it's musicians that I am kind of like directing.
Right.
So, not that I'm not a team player. I just, when I've experimented with that and been on stage and it's like, okay, we're on stage and I can tell that I need to go this direction, but they're not with me. And so...
So touring, probably you want to get that record out before you...
Definitely, yes.
So have you ever toured internationally?
No. However, that conversation just opened up yesterday.
Really?
Yes.
So tell me about it.
Well, I can't tell you too much about it yet.
Yeah, just put out...
But a friend of mine who lives here in Nashville, he's from London, and he books shows out in London, so...
There's a chance maybe you can get you some gigs over there.
Yeah.
Is that that would be
through
where,
the UK?
That would be where you'd want to go. Is that if you could just go anywhere right now and you had to pick a country, would it be? Do you think that'd be the one that?
It would be Ireland, and then would include maybe some Scotland, some England, just because that'd be great. You know.
Is that your roots? Is that your?
I am Irish. Yes, I am, and I've always wanted to go visit, but I always, anytime I think, it would be fun to go visit, I always think, it would be fun to go visit, it would be even more fun to go visit and also be able to play music there.